Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Tasyam
Papijyamanayam Abhimani
Abhimani
Puranjanaha
Puranjanaha
Avapuru
Avapuru
Vidam
Vidam
Papa
Papa
Kutumbi
Kutumbi
Mama Takulaha
Mama Takulaha
Tasyam Papijyamanayam
Tasyam Papijyamanayam
Abhimani
Puranjanaha
When the city
Papijyamanayam
was put into different difficulties, Abhimani, too much absorbed, Puranjanaha,
King
Puranjana,
Avabi,
achieve.
Achieve.
Guru.
Guru.
Many.
Many.
Vidam.
Varaitis.
Sapam.
Pain.
Kutumbi.
Family man.
Mamata Akula.
Too
much affected by attachment to family. Translation and purport. By his practice compound with Chaya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Chanananda Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Ki.
Jaya.
When the city was thus endangered by the soldiers and Kalakanya, King Puranjana, being overly absorbed in affection for his family, was placed in difficulty by the attack of Yavanaraj and Kalakanya. Please repeat. When the city was thus endangered,
when the city was thus endangered
by the soldiers and Kalakanya,
King Puranjana,
being overly absorbed in affection for his family, was placed in difficulty by the attack of Yavanaraj and Kalakanya. Purport. When we refer to the body, we include the external gross body with its various limbs, as well as the mind, intelligence, and ego. In old age, these all become weak when they are attacked by different diseases. The proprietor of the body, the living soul, becomes very sad and not being able to use the field of activities properly. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly explained that the living entity is the proprietor of this body, Kshatriya, and that the body is the field of activities, Kshetra. When a field is overgrown with thorns and weeds, it becomes very difficult for the owner to work it. That is the position of the spirit soul when the body itself becomes a burden due to disease. Extra burdens are placed on the body in the form of anxiety and general deterioration of the bodily functions. Srila Prabhupada King. Let's go on to the next verse, a similar topic. Kanyo pagudo nastra shri vipana visayatmakaha nastra pragyo vitaishwaryo kandavayavane balat. When King Ranjan was embraced by Kalakanya, he gradually lost all his beauty. Having been too much addicted to sex, he became very poor in intelligence and lost all his opulence. Being bereft of all possessions, he was conquered forcibly by the Gandharvas and the Yavanas. Please repeat. When King Paranjan was embraced by Kalakanya, he gradually lost all his beauty. Having been too much addicted to sex, he became very poor in intelligence and lost all his opulence. Being bereft of all possessions, he was conquered forcibly by the Gandharvas and the Yavanas. Purport. When a person is attacked by the invalidity of old age and is still addicted to sense gratification, he gradually loses all his personal beauty, intelligence and good possessions. He thus cannot resist the forceful attack of the daughter of time, Kalakanya. Go on another one. Vishinam svaparim viksha pratikulam anadritan putran potran ugam matyan jayam chagatasoridan. King Paranjan then saw that everything in his town was scattered and that his sons, grandsons, servants and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. Please repeat. King Paranjan then saw that everything in his town was scattered and that his sons, grandsons, servants and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. Purport. When one becomes an invalid, his senses and organs are weakened. In other words, they are no longer under one's control. The senses and sense objects then begin to oppose him. When a person is in a distressed condition, even his family members, his sons, grandsons, and wife become disrespectful. They no longer are under the command of the master of the house. Just as we wish to use our senses for sense gratification, the senses also require strength from the body in reciprocation. A man keeps a family for enjoyment, and similarly, family members demand enjoyment from the head of the family. When they do not receive sufficient money from them, they grow disinterested and ignore his commands or desires. This is all due to one's being a kripana, a miser. This word kripana, used in the sixth verse, is in opposition to the word brahmana. In the human form of life, one should become a brahmana, which means that one should understand the constitutional position of the absolute truth, Brahman, and then engage in his service as a Vaishnava. We get this facility in the human form of life, but if we do not properly utilize this opportunity, we become a miser. A miser is one who gets money but does not spend it. Spend it what?
Properly.
Properly, yes. I'm just trying to, you can fill in the missing word to keep you all awake. This human form of life is especially meant for understanding Brahman, for becoming a Brahmana. If we do not utilize it properly, we become a Kripana. We can actually see that when one has money but does not spend it, he remains a miser and is never happy. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnana Salakaya Chakshur Murjam Dena Tasmin Sri Guru Venama Sri Chaitanya Manubhisam Savitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasani Govarta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So comes to mind, of course, how much Prabhupada also felt these same things. And I expect you all know about this, but it's well worth remembering, because Prabhupada is our acharya. And he went through all the same things that we're hearing about here. He felt the neglect of his wife and children because he was unable to bring the money back home. So, you know, so this is a material life. Now, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. It's a family life is actually an agreement for sense gratification. It's a kind of legal prostitution, you know, so that we can enjoy oneself. That's the Grihamedi. Grihamedi means the center of home is material enjoyment. But of course Grihastha, which we have here, many Grihastha couples here in Melbourne, is different. Krishna in the center of our home. I've been visiting many homes, and every home has a deity, and prominently in every home is a nice deity, and there's generally, I'm sure there's some kind of program in the morning or in the evening, the chanting of Hare Krishna. So this is different. But Bhagavatam says, Deha Patra Kala Jadishu Bhonga Atma Sain Sattva. Deha Patra Kala Jadishu Bhonga Atma Sain Svapi. Tesham Pramata Pirana. You know this verse? Deha Patra Kala Jadishu Bona Atma Sajjapati Tesham Pramatadidanam Pasanapi Napasati. That we think that our family members will protect us, but actually they cannot protect us from Kalakanya, from old age. They can't. So Prabhupada also had to suffer this. He was in Calcutta, and he had his family in Calcutta, and he had to have his job in Allahabad, Johnson's Pharmacy. He probably had different pharmaceutical businesses, and he used to come back every month or so to deliver Lakshmi the money, or used to send it. And of course, one time he came back, and when he came back to Calcutta, he used to try and give class, just like a good Grihastha in our society. He wants to call his neighbors and invite them to a Bhagavatam class and hear about Krishna. So Prabhupada came back and he said, can you bring my Bhagavatam, please? His wife was called Radharani. His wife was called Radharani. And he was Abhay Babu. And can you bring my Bhagavatam, please? Actually, he could have been initiated by then. He was initiated by then. Anyhow, and she said, oh, I took your Bhagavatam to the shop, to the pawn shop, P-A-W-N, which means you give something, like a valuable tape recorder or something which is valuable, and they give you some change, some money. And when you pay it back, you get that thing back. So they wanted some tea biscuits. Some tea biscuits. She was always drinking tea. And so when Prabhupada heard this, then, what's going on? He felt deep sorrow in his heart that his wife had done such a thing for tea biscuits. His Prabhupada was interested in self-realization. One time I asked when I was young, I was also interested in self-realization. And my father and brother, they weren't. My mother was more interested. We were from a Christian family. And my mother took me to Sunday school. We learned about Jesus, we learned about God. Something is there, similar to Christian consciousness. We're supposed to be souls. We're supposed to love God, and so on. And of course, the example there, Jesus was a great preacher. Sacrificed his life for preaching. He didn't care for anything. He didn't care for his family even. One time, his mother and father came to the temple, and he was in the temple. He was a young man, 10 or 11. And he was telling everyone about Krishna or God. The Bible doesn't say Krishna, but it means Krishna. So they gave a message to him. Your mother and father is here. What did he say?
Can you not see I'm doing my father's work?
Huh?
He said, can you not see I'm doing my father's work?
Yeah, he said like that. He put them up and said, what mother and father? I'm already doing my father's work. This was an example to me. So when I was getting to adolescence, a little bit older, 12, 13 or 14, becoming depressed. You see, material desires, when you get older, your body gets older, your hormones start pumping in, and your mind becomes uncontrolled. And so you begin to think, well, what is the purpose of life? What's going on? Prabhupada said, this is a kshetra, it's my field of activities. This body is how I feel about this. Now, I was born in Birmingham, I was born in the UK, born just after the war, no, just before the end of the war, Second World War. Why was I born? Why this family? Who are these people? This question. So I asked my brother, I said, what's the point of life? This was a burning question in my mind. What's the purpose of all this? You see, it's like, I was in a state of distress. And my father said, you pass your exam. Pass your exam and then get a good job. Then get a wife, family, house, and you're happy. And I was like, really? Really? You're happy? You're really happy, Father? Because my parents, they seem to be always good parents. They were always thinking, you know, my welfare and the welfare of the family, but welfare of the house. They were pious. By Western standards, very pious. They didn't get drunk, they didn't have illicit sex, well, they didn't have extramarital affairs. You know, thrifty, so many good things. But they didn't know the purpose of life. My father didn't know the purpose of life. So I was very disappointed. What was I doing here? This is not just my experience, everyone's experience, especially in the Western world, everywhere. The human form of life, Tathagata Brahmaji, is meant for these questions. Even if you're so fortunate, you children. You were brought up in a devotee family, but I wasn't. Many of us weren't. So we were fobbed off by these answers by our parents. Oh, you pass your exam, you get a good job, you get your family, and that's the purpose of life. Are we no better than animals? Are we no better than animals? My parents were very nice. I used to have a private zoo. Fish and birds, not birds, insects, reptiles, so many creatures. I used to observe them. But they just lived and died. It is a hard need to buy a mighty nunchak. So much of it, Kashubhishaman. These same things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The same for us humans. Dharmena hina Kashubhishaman. But human being has something else to do. What am I doing here? Why am I suffering? How do I get out of this place? These are the burning questions. Everyone, actually. But I can see that in the modern society, that young people are not trained to think like this. They're trained to think like my father. Oh, you must pass your exam, get a good house, and then start to enjoy the senses. So this is a terrible situation in modern society. People don't know the purpose of life. And if, just like my mother, she used to go to church on Sunday, and I used to pray to Jesus sincerely. But my mother used to teach it something like a ritual. You know, not the purpose of life, to know God. And some Hindus also like that. Of course, we're not Hindus. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, it never says we're Hindu. Hindu is a word which is, you can't define it. It's such a big thing. It's more like a culture without any strict philosophy. But our culture is different. One time one man came to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada said this in Nectar Devotion class. He said, one man came to me, he said, what's the difference between you and the Christians? The Christians are converting the Hindus, and the Muslims are converting the Hindus. And now you're going and you're converting the Westerners in America. What's the difference? Prabhupada said, the fool doesn't understand that Sanatana Dharma, the eternal occupation of the soul, has nothing to do with Hindu, Christian, or Muslim. It's the eternal activity of the soul. The desire of the heart, the soul, is to love God. It doesn't matter. You, Prabhupada said, I never in America taught my students that I'm making you Hindu. And he asked us, did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you I'm making you Hindu? And everyone answered, no. You never told us, Prabhupada. In fact, Prabhupada used to tell us, you can become a better Hindu, become a better Christian, become a better Muslim, if you develop your Krishna consciousness and love of God. Because if you don't know who God is, how can you love Him? This is the whole point of Krishna consciousness movement, is that people don't know who God is. Throughout Prabhupada's books it says, Supreme Personality of God is Spoga. S-P-O-G, Spoga. Supreme Personality of God. We know Krishna's name, His address, His mom and dad, what He does during the day, what He eats. He's not vegan, you know. You know Krishna's not vegan?
And four numbers.
Krishna's not vegan. Krishna loves to take milk products, dairy products. And we know that. We take our coffee, our prasadam, and so many things. Nice ghee. To get good brain substance. We need dairy products for good brain. Understand God. Baba says, dairy products and milk is a miracle food for finer brain tissues. So we can understand who I am, what's the purpose of life. When, just like if you ask yourself, how old are you? How old are you?
11.
Huh?
11.
Lovely.
11.
11. So where were you 15 years ago? Huh? Must have been somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes you think, you know, where was I? What was I doing? What was I doing to deserve this? Where do I come from? So we've all had many, many families. That's what the devotee begins to realize, you know. This is my mom and dad. This is my aunt, my uncle, and my sister, and so many family members. But I've had them all before in previous lives. Millions of them. I mean, I've had mums and dads in chicken bodies. Mums and dads in trees' bodies. Mums and dads in fishes' bodies. Mums and dads in human bodies, Chinese bodies, French bodies. Aboriginal bodies. Yeah. In Africa, sometimes I realize, everyone has black bodies there. And some people might say that they're ugly bodies. But then I think, where did they come from? I think, they were probably rich Australians in their previous life, or rich Americans, or British. And they wasted their own form of life, so they got a downgrade. Now they had to take an African body in a slum in Nairobi. You ever seen a slum in Nairobi? Very good. Sometimes we do food for life there. Terrible, terrible. How can people live like this? and you know, no proper drainage, no proper protection, no money, nothing. If we waste this human form of time, we don't utilize it, we mise us. And Krishna will be kind to us because we get a downgrade to make us think. Now we live high in the hall. I've been to people's homes here. Nice bungalow, big TV about, you know, 50 foot wide. These TVs are so big you can open the door and get inside. And you can meet the people. Three-dimensional TVs. And, you know, you can just guess, you know, as soon as the Hare Krishna would go, they turn on the TV again. Yeah. It may happen in some families, you know. So, you know, modern education is, unless it's on a screen, it's not real. Unless it's on a little screen, like a mobile phone. Like the kids, what do the kids do? They're not interested in Hare Krishna. They're interested on the video games. Mm-hmm. There's not enough Hare Krishna video games for them. They just get into Maya, shooting each other and all kinds of horrible things. So that we waste our life. We're like misers. This is a miser because at any time the coronavirus may come creeping in to your home. The latest horror is coronavirus. Yes. Paramakaruna. Pamuntu Ichala. Nithai Guru Chandra. That's the actually, this is also mercy. It's also mercy because now the fear is that the coronavirus will come and we get this flu. We won't be able to breathe and we have to leave this body. So it's actually good. It's a wake-up call. A wake-up call. So that we can begin to think, wow, what's the purpose of life? What am I doing here? Here comes a coronavirus. I have to wear a mask on my face. If I see a person with a Chinese body, I have to run a mile. So, you know, we're living amongst many misers. But we're supposed to be becoming brahmanas. Therefore, Prabhupada has come and has showed us. You know, he showed us his life also. So he said to his wife, he said one day, he said, you'll have to decide between tea or me. What do you want, tea or me? And she said jokingly, of course, because man and wife, they have some jokes between them. I think I'll take tea. Because he wasn't bringing enough money back home. But of course there are many examples of wives who are very chaste to the husband. You know, there's a famous story that one wife, she was wife of a leper. A leper. And of course he had sores all over his body and he's horrible to look at. But she was following him strictly. She was trying to satisfy her husband. And her husband wanted to go to a prostitute. A very rich prostitute. A high class prostitute. And Hira Lakshmi, here she's called. Hira Lakshmi. So, it means 1 lakh tiny particles of diamond for one night with her. So, how could she please her husband? So she thought, let me just go and I'll get employment with that lady, the prostitute. And so she was serving her so nicely, everything perfect. And she said, and she then the prostitute said, well, here Lakshmi said, Lakshmi here, she said, what do you want from me? You're serving me so nicely. What do you want from me? And she said, well, actually it's true. My husband just wants to spend some time with you. So she said, well, I'm very grateful to you. I never had a servant like this. Okay. You bring him along. But then, of course, when her husband heard what she'd done, then he became purified. So this is an example. Of course, we hear what Prabhupada did. What Prabhupada did after he was broken-hearted. He didn't say anything. There are different accounts of this, actually. There's different accounts. Prabhupada Lilamrita, it says that his family thought, well, he's just going back to work now. He's going to take the train to Allahabad in UP. And, he'll send a little bit of money back. But when he left home, he knew he would never come back again. And he'd already decided in his heart. So what did he do then? They didn't know he was leaving home for good. This is Satsarup Swami's version. But there's another version by him. So then, what did he do? He went to the ashram of his godbrother, Madhav Maharaj, in Calcutta. And they say that when he came to the ashram, he was completely, introverted. He didn't talk to anyone. And he just chanted japa for 3 days. Just trying to get over this. And he left home. And he was going to take up spiritual life. Seriously. Because this thing was, it was a crisis, He'd come back for his Bhagavatam. And his wife had taken the Bhagavatam to the shop to get some money for tea biscuits. And she's like, oh no, this is a crunch. And he had to decide, am I going to live with these people? But all they think about is tea. And when I give the class, they go away to some other room. They don't want to listen to my class. And my other neighbors are coming, they're listening to my class on the Bhagavatam. But my wife and sons, they don't want to listen. It was a crunch. The Prabhupada had to decide what to do. So he said, of course, this is, I can't take any more. So he went to his ashram, the ashram of Madhav Maharaj, and he just chanted japa for 3 days. But there's another version I read recently, I don't know which is true, but they said that there was a great commotion at his home, that he left. And they realized that he's left forever. I don't know which is true. I think we should take Satsarup Maharaj. But they didn't know. He did it very quietly. And he just didn't come back. He never came back. In his heart, he took sannyas. He didn't want anything to do anymore. So that was Prabhupada's idea. Now, self-realization is more important than anything. Anything. Because it's a human form of life. This is our chance to go back to Godhead. Now we've got this Maha Mantra, we've got Prasadam, we've got mother and mom and dad who are devotees, and we've got, Papa's books, we've got Hainam Sangitana. Everything's favorable for us. So this is our last birth in this material world. Shingarinam Sangatam ki.
Jai.
Mahamantra ki.
Jai.
So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So type of questions, please.
Yeah. How to reveal our intense love for Krishna? How to some ways you experience your realization is other than chanting duty purpose, duty worship, anything but in particular how to absorb in your Krishna? Because we know it's like yoga, it is like
Shaiwan.
The lotus feet, they are so sweet. But why we are not attracted? Sometimes there is vaccine and pity. Mood, sometimes we are very close to Krishna, and sometimes it looks like we are too far away. Why this radiation in the consciousness?
We are it's a chasta shakti. We are in between the material world and spiritual world. Two energies, the spiritual energy and the material energy. So the rule of all of life is a crossroads, is a junction. Which way are we going to turn? Are we going to be serious about spiritual life or serious about trying to enjoy this world? What are we going to do? We have to make a commitment. That's the point of it. We're in between. So ISKCON, Hare Krishna movement, is a chance to become serious. Just like many people say that when they were in India, they weren't really serious, but when they came to Australia and they met the devotees, they saw ISKCON, then they become much more serious about spiritual life, because they were hearing from Baba's books, and they were chanting Hare Krishna. They were taking a proper process, accepting the process seriously. Baba says chanting is very simple, but it must be practiced seriously. This is your, lifeline. So if you don't take it seriously, then Krishna won't take us seriously. Accordingly, as they surrender unto me, then he reciprocates. It's a personal relationship. So it's up to us. It's up to us. Whether we want to be misers or brahmins. Whether we want to be misers or brahmins, we have to decide what we want. Choice is ours. Krishna is fully independent. He is abhigya swaraj. For his swaraj is completely independent. No one can control God. Do what he likes completely. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. So we have minute independence. So if we choose to forget Krishna, okay, let's watch the cricket today. And try to listen to Star TV or whatever it is, the class or whatever it is, Hare Krishna. I just want to watch the cricket today. Yeah. Just the choice is ours. So then, Krishna sees what commitment we have. Krishna's not stupid. It's not like pressing a button. Okay, Krishna praying. Press the button, yes, Krishna praying. No. It's up to us. What we want, what we decide to do. Krishna doesn't interfere. Krishna tells Arjuna at the end of Bhagavad Gita, now you decide what to do. You decide whether to fight or not. So it's up to us, to make our destiny. Prabhupada quotes this, man is an architect of his own fortune. So we're our own architect. We're building our next life right now. Do you want a spiritual body, which will never die? Satchitananda Vigraha, and live in Vrindavan with Krishna, or Lord Chaitanya? What do you want? Or do you want another birth? Okay, maybe you get another birth in Australia, in a good family, a heavenly planet. Well, it's up to you what you want. Next question, please.
The children should drink the milk, but the adults
should
drink
because they don't need any calcium anymore.
No, lactose intolerance.
Can you repeat the question, please? I didn't go again.
The scientists are saying these days that children should drink milk, but the adults shouldn't take dairy products because they don't need any more calcium for the body.
Once again, please.
The scientists in these days, they are saying that children should drink milk, but the adults shouldn't take dairy products because they don't need any more calcium for their body. Is that right?
So the thing is that we don't believe the scientists. Because four defects, everyone knows. What are the four defects of empirical knowledge, inductive knowledge, scientific knowledge? What are the four defects? Children, even children know.
Imperfect senses.
One, two. Don't know this, the ABC of Krishna consciousness. Likely to make mistakes. Imperfect senses, likely to make mistakes.
Cheating.
So these are mentioned in the Vedas as a Sanskrit terminology for this also. So we cannot get perfect knowledge from the scientists. It's a passion. You know, when I was a boy in England, there used to be these big hoardings everywhere. And a beautiful girl from Sweden, fair hair, you know, and she's wearing like, fairly modest by modest standards. And she's got a big glass of milk in her hand. And this was from the milk marketing board. They advertised everywhere, everyone must drink milk. Yeah. So that's changed now. Now they have some other idea. But Prabhupada says, we have to know what Prabhupada says. What Krishna says, Krishi Govraksha Bhavishyam, Brahma Kama Svabhavishyam. Vaishya Kama Svabhavishyam, sorry. So, but it's cow protection. Why cow protection? Because milk is a miracle food for the brain, so you can understand the spiritual life. Whether it's calcium or not, I don't know. But it's still a miracle food for the brain, for the spiritual understanding.
All elderly people need extra calcium.
Thank you.
It's a fact. Yeah. Because I'll get osteoporosis, but they need vitamin D to absorb it. This is the problem. Which you get from the sun. For free.
Prabhupada used to drink milk and he was old man. So he just felt proper. What did he do? Even the scientists. Prabhupada gives a nice example. He said, I got read in the newspaper that they're making a big telescope and they're going to probe the universe with a huge telescope. Every few years they make a bigger and bigger telescope, electron telescope. and they think they can see the planets. But then Prabhupada points out the instruments they're making, the telescopes, and they're also imperfect, because we have imperfect senses. So better to just take shelter of parampara knowledge, deductive knowledge, heard from authority. We don't trust too much what the scientists say. They may have made mobile phones, they may have made motor cars, Boeing 707s, microphones, but this, that doesn't mean they know the purpose of life and how to attain to the purpose of life and how to develop a spiritual body where there's no birth, old age, disease. And they don't know these things. They know how to try and enjoy this world better, scientists. So we don't trust them. If it's favorable for Krishna consciousness, we can use a microphone, okay, that's great. We can use a plane to fly. This is called Uttavaira. Whatever the scientists make, we can use for Krishna. It's Krishna's energy. Prabhupada said, Vaishnava is like a snake. We're Vaishnava. We're like snakes. Why are we like snakes? Anyone know? Why are we like a snake?
Mouse
builds a very nice house in the sky. Huh? Mouse builds a very nice house, old and brown. Then the snake comes and eats the mouse. Yeah.
And takes the house.
Yeah. So this whole modern civilization is actually crazy. It's mad. They're all misers, creepers. They don't care about the purpose of life. Of course, there are exceptions of people. But generally, there's a materialistic civilization. They're producing so many things which are never going to make them happy. So we're like snakes. We use everything for Krishna. Everything we use for Krishna. This is real, a renunciation. We can have our big TV at home, but we use it for Krishna. We don't use it for Maya. When it's Maya, we turn it off. Even my parents, I was born up in England. My parents were quite educated, went to college, university, and everything. They said, we're not having TV in our home. It's for fools. That's what they said.
Yeah.
And they said, but then they said, when our children have left home, then we'll have TV. Okay, next question, please.
Maharaj, in the last report, Srila Prabhupada is saying, when our intelligence is spoiled from sense gratification, that we remain misers throughout our life, then eventually our difficult life is for people in Nairobi when we're doing Harinam. And my question is, are we in here as you're doing Harinam around the world? Can you see people taking advantage of hearing holy, or do you just simply go, it's your duty, you keep going?
Do I see that? Because consciousness is improving. Is that what you're saying? Yeah?
Yes.
In certain places, yeah. Definitely. I've seen in Melbourne, many people they like chanting Hare Krishna. I'm surprised many young people. They are chanting Hare Krishna quite easily. They do know the mantra. Many people know the mantra. I'm surprised actually. Many don't, but many do. Now in Nairobi, look at southern Nairobi. Africa is a tough place, really. Because they think that you come from the devil. They think you're evil, basically. They're all Christians. And the pastors, the priests, they turn the people against us. Yeah. You go into a village and play Amadaga and Kata, they're going to come running, right? You think, wow, that's fantastic. As soon as the priest hears about it, and no one will shut it anymore. And they won't even take prasadam anymore. In Africa, often you offer them prasadam, and you have to eat it first. They're so superstitious, they think it's haunted, the food is full of ghosts, or bad spirits, and they won't take. So, but here, we see the advantages of people don't believe in God, actually. That's also an advantage. In Africa, everyone believes in God, but they're Christian, so they're prejudiced.
But here, they're not Christian.
Here, young people, they don't care much about God, but there's a good rhythm, and the dancing and singing, and they've taken alcohol, and some beer, if you please. And soon they'll be dancing and singing. So that's the advantage. Sometimes I think alcohol is, you know, alcohol is a good thing for the Haryana movement. it loosens people up, they lose their inhibitions. And they can dance and sing. And otherwise, you know, people are more straight-laced, you know, sophisticated.
Yes.
They won't even look at us. But after a few beers, you know, yeah, these people. And they want to enjoy more. So we can use even alcohol for Christian spreading this movement. Just like Jagai Mata in Chaitanya Leela. You remember how Haridasa Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they first met Jagai Mata in the marketplace in Navadvipa. And everyone was scared of them. Like, they were controlling the city. Even the police were scared of them. Mafia. They had their network, you know. And then, of course, they threw a broken pot. Malai threw a broken pot and cracked Lord Nityananda's skin. Blood was coming. Well, that was the second part. First part, they chased them. And Haridasa Thakur ran away. And Lord Nityananda ran back to Lord Chaitanya and said, what happened? And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased that they tried to approach them. Even though they were drunk and they were rascals. But then I heard the Jagan Mala moved their base closer to the house of Shiva Sangha so they could regularly hear the kirtans. And sometimes they were drunk and they were dancing, singing. They were singing to the Maha Mantra. They could hear in the distance the kirtan. So they were being infected with the holy name. So when they came the second time, and of course the Lord Chaitanya's head was broken, his skin was broken, and then Lord Chaitanya came, threatened them to kill them, then they surrendered, because they heard the holy names. So there's so many Jagais and Malais now, all over the world. But the music and the beat, combined with the alcohol, you know, it means that you can take the holy name. It's a good fortune. And also in Japan, I hear. This is, you know, in Japan, in Tokyo, the book distributors, they go out 6 o'clock in the evening. Why? During the day, everyone's working so hard. In the evening, they start to drink. And then they take the books and they give the donations. So otherwise, they, you know, so this is actually a good thing. But that doesn't mean we drink. It doesn't mean we drink. We don't want to drink. We drink the nectar of the holy name as much as possible. Say hi on Sankirtan Day. So we're turning Mysas into Brahmanas. That's the Hare Nama Sankirtan. Bande Krishna Nanda Kumara.
Nanda Kumara.
Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara. Madana Gopala. Oh, Anna Gopala. Govindari, Gopalari, Jaya Prabhu Dinandaya, Vande Krishna, Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Krishna Hari.